Thank you. Oh, I want to praise the Lord, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Scott has been this. Amen. And I got to catch all my breath back. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, saints, for just being up here another day. The first and honest my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the presence of my pastor, Elder Scott, and the deacon, and Mother Beth, all the saints. Amen. So I'm truly grateful for my being here.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for another opportunity to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and so to just declare his praise and who he is. You know, and I just thank the Lord for so much, you know, for just another opportunity is nervousness. When you get up here, amen. And my son was messing with me, I was like, I was like, go away. Yeah, but I just thank the Lord for just being able to just stand and say something for him. I first wish all the women happy Women's Day. Women's Day, thank the Lord for our Women's Day on today. You know, at this time would have been leading up from our conference. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord for just the mind. I said, well, we just keep going. You know, we've been here, so we're just going to keep on moving. So we just thank the Lord for what he is doing in all of our lives on today. And, you know, I had a thought on today, and it kind of went back and forth a couple of times, but, you know, it just kept resting in on we need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is just so important, and we need the Holy Ghost. We need Jesus in our lives because he makes us alive.
Yep.
Okay, now, you know, I thought about, you know, the times that we're living in because we're living in a time now where Jesus is really needed in our lives.
Yes.
You know, and it's so important that we have what we say we have or what we're tearing to give. In our lives, we need to have Jesus down on the inside. I mean, when we get up each and every day, we need to have a purpose in our mind. I'm going to live for him. Even if you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, you keep doing until you get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ, like you say, living down on the inside of our souls. You say, like he told us in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man open the door and let me come in and say, hear my voice, I will come in and I will sup with him. And he with me. And said, this is what it is when we say we have the Holy Ghost. You know, you keep in mind that it's Jesus living inside and I'm supping with him. And he is with me. We just having a wonderful good time. Stay down on the inside. And this is why, you know, we constantly stress the importance, say, of having the Holy Ghost down on the inside of us. Because we need it. We need it so we don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is going to get ready to come for us. You know, and if I didn't learn that before I did, I learned it with Sister Sanders, even with Elder Williams, and all the saints that have gone on, and those that, you know, we know may not have made it. And even with my aunt on this week, you know, you just don't know when the Lord is coming. But one thing we do need to understand or know for sure is that we have the Holy Ghost. When the Lord calls for each and every one of us. Like you said, the Holy Ghost, it is my identifier. It is my sealer. You know, and I was thinking in terms of a sandwich. You know, when we put sandwiches in bags, we seal it to keep the freshness. And we write on it maybe the date or what it is that's inside of this bag. And that's the same way we need to do with our souls. When we give Jesus, seal yourself. Just seal it up. Be determined. I'm not going back out in that world. The Lord that gave me the Holy Ghost. I'm determined. I'm going to stay fresh for Jesus. So when he comes, that he don't want no stale stuff. He wants the freshness. Like he tells us, he gives us brand new mercies each and every single day. So I owe him. I owe him my life. I owe him everything. Like you say, after we come up out of, you know, repent and we baptize in Jesus' name, and we know the plan of salvation, Acts 2:38. But he tells us after we come up out of that water, we are to walk in the newness of life. Like there we said, sin no more. All of your sins have been forgiven. Don't sin anymore. So that's why it's so important when we go down, we must repent of all that we said we don't desire to do when we come into the church. I don't want to do it like this no more. I need Jesus to help me. So when I get and I repent and I go down in that water, he tell me come up and walk in the newness.
Right.
But he understands that I need power.
Yep.
I need power in order for me to live right each and every day.
Right.
This is why I said we need the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Okay, like you said, the Holy Ghost, like I said before, he is the sustainer of my soul.
Right.
He understands in Acts 1 and 8, he said, but you shall receive power.
Right.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be a witness unto me. And both in Jerusalem and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. I may not quote it right. But like you said, unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Right.
I'm going to receive power
right.
in order to live right. It is so important that I have that.
Right.
A lot of people want to stop at just, I'm sorry, Lord, and then get baptized. And then it determines whether you got baptized right in the first place.
Right.
But then you want to stop there. And then you want to move on, but no, there's more.
Right.
We got to have the power, the gift of the Holy Ghost. And
right.
those of us that have it, we got to keep it.
Yes.
Say, until the Lord Jesus Christ come, there is power. Say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I know Paul, he stated in the chapter 7 of Romans, he said, he knows that dwelleth in me. That's Romans 7 and 18. It dwells in my flesh. There is a no good thing.
Right.
That's down in it. So when I come up out of that water, and he's telling me walk in the newness of life, guess what? The flesh is itching.
Right.
It wants to begin to do what it wants to do.
Right.
But Jesus tells me I need power.
Yeah.
He told the disciples, I believe it was, like you said, and I believe it was John 16 and 7, he said it's expedient that I go away. I've got to go away so the comforter can come to you.
Right.
If I don't go away, I can't. It won't come.
Right.
Like you said, he understood because he walked what we are walking. Like you said, we don't have someone in our life that don't understand what we go through each and every day.
Yeah.
That Jesus was here in the flesh.
Yes, he
experienced and said he went through all things.
Yeah.
But yet he did it without any guile,
yeah.
any deceit in his mouth.
Yeah.
Like you said, but the Lord walked this earth without sin.
Yes,
so it lets me know when I receive the Holy Ghost, I can do the same thing.
Right.
Why? Because I have Jesus down inside of me. You know, guys, you know, sometimes, you know, you think about it and say, oh, the flesh, and I get it. Like you said, because we're in the flesh wants to do this. Like you said, those things bring the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. This is how the enemy attacks us all the time. How much I can see, what I can get, what can please my flesh. Somebody pump me up, how great I am. Woo, you did a wonderful job. That's what the devil wants for us to do.
Right.
But like you said, when I get Jesus down on the inside of us, my mind should be renewed.
Yes.
My thinking should be different.
Yes.
I'm alive in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that's what you say, Elder Scudder, our pastor teaches us often, all the time, the importance of being saved and being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Understanding who it really is we have.
Yes.
You know, and I think about that thing because even with my aunt on this week, you need Jesus to be a comforter, too.
Right.
Like you said, I needed Jesus to take away the tears.
Yes.
Like you said, to dry the tears up. And what I love about it is that he don't allow you just to feel all of what, you know, is then bottled up in that death thing. You know, he said you experience something, some tears, but you feel after a while Jesus comes by and it's like a hug or a cool breath. And I pray everyone is feeling his presence like that. Like you said, every night we need to feel him come by. And you just say, oh. Oh, yeah. Jesus, I came by and touched me. Let me get on up. You know, and I thank the Lord because, see, this is when we said we walk and we talk and we live by faith.
Right.
And we talk all, you know, about it all the time, the just shall live by faith.
Yep.
But there's going to come a time when we're going to be tested
yes.
with the faith that we're talking
yes.
about. And then we're going to need to pull on what it is that we have on the inside.
Yes, that's right.
And that's nobody but Jesus Christ.
Right.
So if I haven't been stirring him up, and hallelujah, if I haven't been stirring him up, if I haven't been staying fresh for him, hey, thank you, Jesus, when it's time for me to see him work in my life, I won't see anything. I need to see Jesus constantly be working each and every day in my life. I I need him just like that, okay? Yeah. The scriptures tells me in 1 Corinthians 15 and 19, if we have a hope in only this life only, we're going to be so miserable.
Right.
And we see people like that each and every day. We're learning it with this here coronavirus. You know, like they got hope in the president. They got hope in the secretary of this and all of these here people going around telling us this, telling you to do it like that. Telling you to do it like this.
Yep.
But the Lord said, well, what about me?
What about me?
What about me?
Yeah.
I thank you. You know, you say you thank the Lord for your mind.
Right.
When you have an understanding and you have Jesus or you're seeking after him,
right.
He changes your thought process.
Yeah. Yeah.
He helps you understand it's not about a mask.
Right.
It's not about gloves.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Yes, you got to wear them, but Jesus is in control of it all. When he gets ready, it goes away. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we do what's necessary to sustain the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. But my soul, hallelujah, Jesus, my soul is important. My soul has to still constantly be fed. I got to know that. I have people tell me, well, you know, the church is in us. We, the building ain't the church. I said, well, that's fine, but you need to be amongst the saints. The scripture said, my inheritance is amongst those that are sanctified. Not sitting up at home reading my Bible when I get ready and pray when I get ready. He said, my inheritance is amongst those that are sanctified. Why? Because we encourage one another to keep moving on. This is why it's so important to have Jesus, because he links us together. He gives us what we need in order to stay encouraged. During these days and times, we are living in perilous times. I don't know if a lot of people are not paying attention, but we are living in bad times. These are times, I mean, and people are just doing whatever comes to their mind, and they walk the street however they feel. Like you said, we as the saints, we're the odd ones looking out. Because we're going, oh, you know, but they, you know, like you said, but they look at us and like, well, what's wrong with you? Why your face all tore up? Yeah, because it's strange to me.
Right.
I got Jesus. Jesus is not in agreement with this stuff. All of this is an abomination in the sight of Jesus Christ. So that's why when we say when we get the Holy Ghost down on the inside, like you said, we understand this world is not my home.
Right.
I ain't coming to live here. I don't want to live here.
Right.
Thank you,
right.
Jesus said, when the Lord get ready, I got to somewhere else to go.
Right.
Like you said, so when I look out, none of this should be enticing to me.
Right.
Like you said, Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Right.
Then he tells me, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind so I can prove what is that good and that perfect and acceptable will of God. This is my reasonable service for the Lord Jesus Christ. The little that we do, like you say, it's just a reasonable service that he's asking of us. He don't ask a lot. Like you said, we could suffer unto blood during these days. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives us a mind that to serve him, and we ought to be appreciative to him for that. I had a scripture. It was Philippians 1, 20 through 21. And it was Paul, he was just talking to the saints. You know, and I just had these two scriptures. If you, when you get it, Philippians 1, 20 through 21. And I really, you know, want us to focus on certain words that are in the scripture. And it says, he said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. This is with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
That's right.
And the next scripture says, for me to live is Christ.
Right.
But if I die, that's gain.
Right.
Like I said, so this is what I said, when we get it in our understanding, what is our purpose for being here?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not to just feast and joy and have a grand time and all of this. Yeah, he give us those things to enjoy. But like the scripture says, for me to live. Me living right now, my whole life should be nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. But if I die, that's even more so. Like you said, we were saying this morning, when you open your eyes to see Jesus, that should be the most wonderful thing you could ever think about or ever behold. Like you said, why? Because I'm looking at the one, hey, that was down on the inside of me the whole time. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like you said, we got on these mortal flesh. We have on this mortal flesh. But he can only put a piece of himself on the inside. You imagine if he poured all of himself down on the inside of these old raggedy bodies. We would just turn into a bunch of nothing. Like you said, just blow up. But like you said, he give us a taste of himself. For me to live is Jesus Christ. But if I die, oh my goodness, like you say, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. But key words we want to hold on is expectation. When I have the Holy Ghost, I should have an expectation. I should have a hope. Every day I wake up, I shall have an expectation and a hope. Jesus Christ said he is my hope. He is my expectation. And because of that, like Paul said, I will not be ashamed. Why? Because I understand if he calls me, I'm going to be with him in the end. Like I said, whether through life or through death, I'm going to be pleasing unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, don't be ashamed and be bold with your life. You don't have to be nasty, but you be bold with it. People say, come on over here and try this. Come on up. No. No. It's okay to say it. Why? Because my soul is at stake. I got an expectation. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, behold the thoughts I have towards you. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil. He wants to give us an expected end. What do you think? If he's thinking thoughts of peace towards us, not of evil, what kind of expected end do you think he's going to give us? He's expecting to give us. That's to go back with him when he comes. Like you said, so when I'm having Jesus down on the inside of me, I have to have an expectation. I need to have him as my hope. I need to be bold. I should not be ashamed. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. For everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of who it is that I serve. Like you said, whatever Jesus asks of me to do, I'm glad to do it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm on fire to do it. Because I have him on the inside and he has made me alive, okay? All right, now, like I said, we can only do these things, and it's only through the Holy Ghost that we're able to do them. I have down here that the Holy Ghost, who is Jesus, he is a quickening spirit. And I love this word because quickening means he makes me alive. It's not something I just make up when I get ready. You know what I'm saying? When Jesus comes on the inside of me, he is a quickening spirit. I love this and I held on to it because, like it says, Romans 8:9-11 said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It's so that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. He is a quickening spirit, spirit of righteousness on the inside. Verse 11 said, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, saints, if you think about in terms of, you know, with Adam, you know, say when Jesus Christ formed him by his body in the garden. Like you said, he took and what? Made dirt out of his body. But he was what? Dead. Until what? Jesus Christ breathed into him what? The breath of life. Then he became a living soul. That he sat up, and many times we get these examples of how he sat up. You know, he wasn't alive. You know, he sat there, he was dirt. But Jesus Christ breathed into him. Jesus is life. He is life. Like you say, a lot of times you say we get caught up, we want to do this, we want to run in, and you know, praise the Lord how we want to, but Like the Lord said, He quickens this body.
Yes,
what that? Why? He's letting me know. I'm down on the inside.
I'm
down inside your body. Hey, hallelujah. Every now and then you ought to feel Him. Come by and touch your body and make you shake sometimes. Now, He let me know I'm alive. I'm down here on the inside of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't do it because you just feel like doing it. Jesus ought to come by and touch you. And you ought to feel a quiver down on the inside every night. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord Jesus. He's good like that. Thank you. He's alive. Hallelujah. And that's why you said you want to stay alive for Him. Stay fresh for the Lord Jesus Christ. So every now and then when you're going through a little something here in life, the Lord will come by and shake you every now and then and let you know I'm working. I'm right here. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He moves on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is life. Hallelujah. I said the same Spirit that raised Him up when He was in that tomb. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was Jesus Christ that was in that tomb. He told Him, I'm coming back in 3 days. You watch and see. Won't no grave keep me in here. Won't no death keep me down. Hell cannot stop me. Hallelujah. He said the same Spirit that raised Him, Jesus Christ, is God. Like you said, that body raised up in that tomb. Hallelujah, Jesus. That same power that did it. It can live on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. We can do so much. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is dead. Hallelujah. He said He's down on the inside of me. You imagine sitting there watching Jesus. Hallelujah. They thinking that He's dead. Thinking He's not coming back anymore. And that's a lot of times with us in our lives. People look at your life before you come into church and they say, oh, they ain't no good. Ain't nothing going to happen good with them. All they do is do this. And all they do is do that. They mess up over here. They mess up over there. But the Lord Jesus Christ, like you said, when He calls us and when He gets down on the inside of us, that's why it's so important. When we get on this, on our knees and call the name, understand the name that I'm calling. The name I'm calling is life. He wants to come and quicken me. He wants to come and shake this dirt up. Hallelujah. And go simple flesh. Hallelujah. Like you said, nothing in it. Hallelujah. But a no good thing. All it wants to do is sin every time you turn around. Like you said, because of the inherited nature that we took upon ourselves. But Jesus is letting us know, I want to come in. I want to come in and abide inside of me. You know, and I think about Lazarus. Like you said, they thought about him. They said, he's dead, Lord. Dead for 4 days, Jesus. He's dead. Surely ain't nothing going to come from him. That's us. When we were out there in that world. Like you said, oh, surely good nothing going to come from him. A lot of us, we talk about times we say, I could smell the liquor on me. Or I could smell the cigarettes coming out of me. Or you just had a mind to fornicate all the time. Or you did drugs. Whatever, you lied consistently over and over again. People couldn't trust you. All that, people just said, oh, no. Surely there nothing can become of them. But like Jesus told, he said, he looked at Mary and he told him,
Do you believe?
He said, do you believe he can rise again? She said, yeah. I believe I'll see him in the last day. But Jesus like, look, I want you to understand I am the resurrection. I am the life. You ain't got to wait till the last day. I am what you're going to see in the last day. I'm standing right here, right now. Do you believe? If I call out to him that he will rise, hallelujah. If that's all it takes, hallelujah. We get down here and believe in the name of Jesus. Like you said, when he stood there, he said, yeah, Lazarus, come forth. All you got to do is put your name there. Put your name in. He said, come forth. Come up out of that world. Take up everything that was on him, that dead clothes. All of that stuff, he came up out of that tomb. He full body, everything came back together again. He said, loose him and let him go. Let him live. This is what the Lord has done for us. That when we're down there calling on the name of Jesus, when we're down there tarrying, not just the seekers, us too, hallelujah. We need Jesus to come back. Shake me up again, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This flesh is trying to hold me down. This flesh is trying to take over. I need you to stir me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I got to get hold to the name. And when I call on the name, I got to say it like I mean it. That's when we hear the saints say, call them like you want them. Call them like you need them. Hallelujah. I need the Holy Ghost. I got to call. Hallelujah. that try to get out of control and try to think on everything else but the Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't got to worry about that no more. Like you said, all I got to do is just be right. Like I said, when he called church, when he called the church, that we're going to be called off saints. We're going to put off this mortal and put on immortality, put off this corruptible, and we're going to put on incorruptible. So shall we ever be with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my expectation. I got to live like I know he's coming. Hallelujah. He is my hope. Hallelujah. I think it's Colossians 3, 1 through 4 that set your affection on things above. That not on this stuff that's on the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone help me. Let me see here. Like it says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above. Look up, saints. Look up. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the enemy's trying to get on my back, stir up the Holy Ghost. Look up to Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, not on the stuff of this earth. For you are dead. And your life is hid with Jesus. I'm sealed up. My life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sealed. I got to stay sealed until he comes for me. Hallelujah. With Christ, who is my life. What does the scripture say? He shall appear. And then you also will appear with him. Stay in glory. He's coming, saints. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. A lot of these people out here, they don't understand it, but we understand it. All we got to do is keep looking and say, yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's on his way back. He's coming. Hallelujah. And I have to have the Holy Ghost. Like you said, in the last part when Paul was saying, magnify the Lord. Magnify him in my body. Because I have this hope. Because I have the expectation. I can go out and let people know. I love Jesus. I live for Jesus. Like you said, each and every day, I think it's over in Corinthians, it says, I die because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm counted as a sheep for the slaughter each and every day. Believe me, the devil is after us, okay? If he can kill us, he will kill us. But like you said, but it gives you all the more boldness. Go out. I love Jesus. Yeah. I serve Jesus. Jesus saved me. Jesus is God. I know all these things. All I know is Jesus Christ and him crucified. I don't want to know nothing else. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank him, saints. Hallelujah. Because like I said, because when we receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus helps us. We got him down on the inside of us. And he quickens us. And he moves on his body. And he shakes the mind up. He kept helping us remember, look, you got an expectation. You got a hope. You know, you better come on here. You know, that's what the Holy Ghost does for us. Can we override it? Yes, we can. Like you say, our simple flesh can say, well, it's all right. It'll be the Lord knows. Come on, let's get out of that mind frame. Let's stop saying Jesus understands. Yeah, he do understand, saints. And he's going to judge us accordingly. Thank you, Jesus. He understand. Yeah, he understand. He understand I give you everything. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I give you everything to enjoy here. Like you said, so yeah, I understand. I understand your heart. Like you said, we understand our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Nobody knows these things but Jesus. So that's why he said, I got to go away. I got to go so I can send myself back to you. I got to send this comforter back to you because you're going to need it. Okay? He already knew what he done went through when he was down here. When he said this man, Jesus had to die with simple men, simple flesh, crucified him. He knows what we have to go through, saints. Like you said, when we said, this is happening, this is Jesus already knows.
Yes, he does.
He said he was already living down here in the flesh. He already knows. Yeah, at all points he was tempted.
Yes,
he knows what we go through. We don't have an unfair God. Hallelujah. Like you said, he knows every single thing about us. So when these things come upon us, we call out to the one that we know that can help us.
Right.
He's inside of us.
Right.
He lets me give me that assurance.
Yeah.
He lets me know, yeah, it's going to be okay.
Right.
It's going to be all right.
Right.
Whether what? In life or in death. Yeah. That's what Paul said.
Yeah.
I'm still going to magnify him whether I'm living or when I'm dead.
Right.
Like you always say, what are people going to say about you when you leave away from here?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What can they say?
Yeah, right.
those dust. I need it.
Yes.
I can say it's necessary.
Yes.
It's vital,
yes,
in order for me to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ. I must have the Holy Ghost because it's important. Like I say, in order for me to magnify, when I say magnify Jesus, that means make him grandiose. Like people may be seeing him on a small scale. Some people may not understand. Oh, well, he the big man in the sky. Oh, he the this over here. He, no, I'm coming to let you know. Jesus is God. Yeah. Look at you. All you got to do is see my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what we want people to do. Like you said, when things are on us, things, yeah, we're going to be, like you said, we're going to go through. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer us to be tempted above what we're able. Believe that in your mind. When you go through, it's because he knows that you can. Go through it. He give us the Holy Ghost. It's not just to say, I got the Holy Ghost. It's to go through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What can you go through? Are you going to be able to take it? For the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he give it to us, saints. Because he knows, he believes in us that we're going to stand for him. I'm not going to fall for everything. I think my sister was saying that. You either stand for something or you fall for everything. You're going to fall for every single thing. The devil has lots of fiery darts. He's plotting right now. Where can I throw it at them? How can I take away what is being said out of your mind right now? Thank you, Jesus. That's what he does to us, saints. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. He don't love us. But don't even think it in your mind. No. He comes as an angel of light and he comes to kill us. That's what he does. He gives us sweet words in our ears. He comes tell you, oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. Please forgive me. All these old type of, we say, oh, okay. We'll do it again. You know, and all these things. But look, it's the devil thing. We got to know when Satan is plotting. We get the Holy Ghost will help us. Like you say, every now and then, like you say, the Lord come by and quicken your mind. This ain't nobody but Satan. This is the devil standing in front of me right now. And he helps you understand how to perform accordingly, right? Like you say, this is why we need Jesus. Like you say, it's more than just me shouting or whatever. You know, I need Jesus to come by. Like you said, with the saints, they said, do it again, Lord. They ask you, move on me one more time. We need him to keep doing it. Hallelujah. Like you said, when I get down there, if I don't feel them every now and then, saints, be mindful. Be careful. Like you said, because I need to know that Jesus is there. Like you said, because you think about it, it's something like a firecracker, you know, or something hot. Like you said, when you touch it, you do it. This is what Jesus does on the inside.
Right.
He let me know, hey, I'm down here. You fasted today. Oh, I'm down here. Thank you, Jesus. Like the Lord does that to us, saying it's not so much my body, but he gets your mind in tune. He gets your mind in tune so you can understand, yes, I need to get up and keep moving.
Right.
Even though the enemy's trying to attack me, yes, he's going to attack us every kind of way. Financially, with our job, in death, our whatever, family. He's coming.
Yes,
he is. So don't just say, be mindful when you stand up and you say it. Understand he's coming. And he's going to do the best he can to knock us off course. But it's up to me to keep that Holy Ghost stirred up on the inside of me, saints. Like I said, I got to have it. I need him down on the inside of me. I can't go back with him if I don't have it. And my last two scriptures says here, like it says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says in whosoever, Revelation 20 and 15. You know, them books, that thing was drilled in our head when we were coming up. There were books, and there was another book. Like you said, like you look around this church, how many people are in here? It's not many. I think today we may have 12 in here today. Like you said, that's why it's only going to be one book. One book. How many made it over to the promised land? Two. How many got off the ark with Noah? Eight. We ain't talking about big numbers. These are numbers that are under 10. Okay? And this is why you only going to get how many books? One. That's like a Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
But the key here is to understand that when he opened it, my name better be there. Okay, it said it should be there, and you also want it to be right there when he opened it. That you can't be writing it there and say, oh Lord, I thought it was there. No, it has to be there when he opens it and you stand before him. Like you said, another scripture I have is 21:8, and it says, all those that are out there, saints, and I say you have to be careful of these people that are out in the world. And even every now and then, you may have them come into church. Be careful. It says the fearful, the unbelieving. Like we talked about this morning, don't be scared. Like you said, we understand, the situation may frighten me. You know, if the doctor said, oh, you got this, oh, you got that, you might go, oh, Jesus. Yeah, but then your mind kick in the gear. Jesus, Lord, I thank you. If it's your will, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it's your will, Lord, touch me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Breathe on me one more time, Lord. But if not, like the three Hebrew boys said, if he deliver us, amen. But if he don't, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not bowing down to you. Thank you, Jesus. I got an expectation and a hope. Thank you, Jesus. It says that I'm believing. That doubt kept them people out of the promised land.
Yep.
The abominable, all those that want to sin, murderers, killing people, not just the physically, but you're killing with your tongue.
Yeah.
You're killing with your mouth.
Yep.
Killing people's spirit.
Yeah.
Whoremongers, all just filthy all over the place. You're just everywhere.
Right.
And sorcerers, some psychics. You want people to tell you what your palms say.
Yeah.
How long do I got? Is I'm going to find a man? Am I going to find a woman?
Jesus.
Am I going to get a job? All these things. Trust Jesus.
Jesus.
You got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Trust him.
Right.
You calling on him to get him. Trust Jesus.
Right.
The Lord, everything is not for us to know, but we live by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Idolaters, people putting all kind of stuff in front of Jesus, and all liars. That's so important, saints. We don't think it's important when we walk around and say, oh, Jesus, forgive me for that little lie. No. He said, all liars will have your part in the lake of fire that burns. Stop the lying. Hallelujah, Jesus. That Jesus takes his tongue and do something with it. Jesus, help me with his tongue. Hallelujah. Like I said, for all of these people are going to have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Thank you, Jesus. That this is the second death, saints. Like I said, we want to make sure we have the Holy Ghost. Like you said, every now and then, Jesus ought to touch your mind. He ought to make you excited for him, saints. When it comes time for you to get together with the other saints, be mindful of that. Oh, Lord, help me. And be careful of that mind frame. Because Satan looking at it, he's like, okay, all right, I can work with that. Hey, he's cooling and humming when it comes time. Let me do it again. Let me do it one more time. And I'm going to keep doing it so much so that you won't be here. And the people will talk about, oh, well, they were here. Brother so-and-so, he used to. Sister so-and-so, she used to. But not no more. Like you said, because the enemy done took their mind. So be mindful, saints, like you said, with the Holy Ghost. We need it. It's Jesus. And be mindful of we do those of us that have it, who we have. We got power down on the inside. Like you said, when Satan come upon us, the blood of Jesus. The Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't ask the Lord to move this stuff away from us. Why? Because I got a hope. I got an expectation. I want to go back with Jesus. Don't fall prey, say, to this world. Like I said, because the Lord is looking for us to stand for him. Like I said, when he comes back with his bride, we want to be right there with him. Like I said, I want to be with them saints. I want to be right there with him. Hallelujah. In the new heaven, in the new earth. But I thank the Lord Jesus Christ because it's so important. Say every now and then, Jesus ought to move on us. You got to be careful when you walk around. And you just sad. You know, and this is happening. And this is happening. And this is happening. And that is happening. And what about Jesus? Where is Jesus? Is he there? Do you know? Have you tried him? Did you connect with him? He might not be there. And you're still testifying about the Lord. The Lord. Jesus. And the Lord is gone. Away. They don't want me here. Thank you, Jesus. Like you said, they testifying, living like they don't want me here, so I can't be here. Why? Because he is a living spirit. He is a quickening spirit. This dead body cannot live unless Jesus Christ is in it. Okay, saints? Like I said, so every now and then, he needs to let me know, and I need him to let me know. He is still there. So hold on to that scripture, like you said, expectation. Have a hope. Like you said, magnify the Lord with your body. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Whether in life or death. Like you said, because whether I'm here, for me to live is Jesus. But if I leave away from here, it is still gain. I'm still gaining. So it's no loss. Like family members may cry over me, but it's not a loss to us. We're going back with the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? I say this, and I'm going to sit down with my aunt. I'd share it with everybody. She always would say, you know, she said, the Lord say, well, she said, I ain't going to give him time to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. She said, as soon as he said, well done, she said, I'm going to jump over that line. She said, I'm going right in. She said, I ain't going to even wait for him to say, you can enter into the joy of the Lord. She said, I'm getting out of here. So you thank the Lord for her mind. That was her mind, saying that she leaves us here. Yes, we shed a few tears, but that was her life. When she said, when I see Jesus, I'm leaving. That's what she said out of her mouth. So we thank the Lord. We want the same testimony, saints. Don't get caught up in, I can do it on my own, and this is this, and this is that. No. Like you said, understand, my hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming for us, and we want to be ready when he comes. Holy Ghost is important, saints. When we get on our knees, those of us that have it, call him and refresh yourself. Those of us that don't have it, call him until he get in there. Call him with a whole purpose in your mind, because it's very needful in the end. I thank the Lord, saints. We're going to turn this part of our service, the hand of our pastor, and say amen for him. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus on today. For the